Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Inside Out Gaming, and today we are going to continue with Creepy Odin Legends. We're also going to do another conspiracy theory, and yeah, stick around. And this is a part two to our series. If you haven't heard it, what we're going to do is we're going to do Creepy Odin Legends from every state. We're going to do two or three every episode. And also something else, so this isn't turning into a Creepy Urban Legends podcast, it's just a little subsection, and I'll still be talking about gaming, and last episode I didn't really do much on gaming, so today I will also be covering some gaming stuff. So, saying that, enjoy the episode. So, let's start with the gaming. So, I would like to talk about Creative 2.0, obviously a massive thing, a couple days late. But, so Creative 2.0, it's quite cool, it's, like, good, I guess, but, like, I can understand why people like it. I just don't see the whole thing, because I just don't like the whole making side of Fortnite. I just like sort of playing it, but I see how this is going to create so many good games. However, I do see how this could be a downside. Obviously, making games and the game company suing you, Activision. I mean, somebody has already made a map in first person of a Call of Duty map, and someone sued them. Activision. So yeah. It's also going to come with some downsides. Also, I find it quite annoying that it's only on PC. Like, I can sort of understand why it's only on PC, but, like, imagine if it was on console. Like, how cool would that be? We would be able to make so many more maps. Also, I was expecting a bit more from Epic, like a whole celebration for it. They just, like, released maps. They didn't even put it in its own category. They just put it in by Epic, which I thought was kind of stupid. There should have been at least, like, a little row of Creative 2.0 games. But, you know, that's okay. Creative 2.0, as far as I've played it, I've only played the by Epic ones so far. And I must say, it's cool. I like it. But I'm not sure if it's worth all the fuss. It's good. But there's definitely some work on it, but I like it. I think it's quite cool. I played the horror torch map thing in, it was like an escape room that was quite boring. I think Epic could have done a lot better. I've heard the like desert fight thing that Epic made was quite good, so I'm gonna try that one out after this podcast, and on the next episode, I'll tell you how it went. And in general, I think I covered Creative 2.0 last time, but I just want to say again, I think Epic did such a good job, even though I don't find it that amazing. This is something that's been a long time coming. A lot of YouTubers have been really like happy about this because it means more content. They don't have to play Battle Royale or try play something in like creative and it's kind of boring. Now there's so many maps for content. I mean, I've already seen content on Creative 2.0 and it's so good. Like, to think, like, back in chapter 1 season 7 we had playgrounds, and like that was the only thing, like nothing like what we have now with creative and Creative 2.0. and I think Epic has just come such a long way. And fair play to them. The Creative 2.0 things look great. There's definitely a couple updates that do need to happen, but so far it's been absolutely phenomenal. And yeah, that's a thank you to Epic. I know they didn't listen, but I just want to say. Now, let's head on to Creepy Urban Legends. My sister's here with me. She's going to give us a rank out of 10 on how scary and how believable it was. And this is part two of all the states in in alphabetical order. And so the first one is California Charman. Then we'll have the Colorado, the many legends of Riverdale Road. And then we'll have Connecticut. And then maybe if we have time, we'll do Delaware. So first, let's start with California. The Charmant's origin story is gruesome. A father and the son were both caught in a house fire and horribly burnt in 1948. After the fire, the son became so mentally unstable that he murdered his father. When the police found the son, he was so unrecognizably burnt that they didn't realize he was alive, so he ran away before they were able to arrest him for the murder of his father. The story goes that ever since then, the Charmant can be spotted wandering the woods surrounding Oyai, occasionally approaching tents of innocent campers and pretending to be a hitchhiker and then attempting to attack them. That one was quite gruesome, eh, Em?
Yeah, I thought it was not really that believable, because, you know, if you get burnt, you normally get dead. But that one was kind of believable.
Okay, fair enough. So, out of 10, how believable is it?
I would give it, like, probably six.
A six? Okay, and how scary was it out of 10?
Probably 6 to 3.
6 or 3? Okay. Interesting. I, out of 10, believability. I mean, this happened in the late 1940s. And you're telling me there's a boy walking around attacking campers. I mean, the story isn't believable, but what happens, like, is sort of believable, so I'll give it a 3. And how scary it was, that was a 7. I think the origin story was quite gruesome, which made it quite scary. So, on to Colorado, the many legends of Riverdale Road. Riverdale Road is the site of not one, but 8 creepy stories, ranging from a hell gate to ghosts of slaves hanging from the trees. The stretch of road is decidedly spooky. The creepiest story, though, is that of a phantom jogger. One day, there was a driver who hit a jogger, freaked out, and left him for dead. Now it's said that if you park at the site of the crash, you'll hear disembodied footsteps getting closer and closer to your car. People have reported handprints on their windows and banging noises as if someone was kicking the outside. So, that one was quite short. What do you think about believability, Em?
I think if you were to hear that outside your window, you would probably just drive backwards, wouldn't you?
Yeah, okay, that's fair enough. So, out of 10, what do you think?
I will probably give it like a 10. Because, a 10? You know, if you were like, just reported something to the police, they would probably say yes.
Okay.
And then for scary, 9-ish. Nice. Because, you know, you would just hear bang, 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 kicking, and you would have a fright, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I suppose that's a good answer. What I would say, though, is I don't think this is real. I'm looking at the picture of this road, and it's sort of in a deserty, kind of rocky area. So if there's rocks on the road and you drive over them, they'll fling up and hit your car, which could be the banging. I know it's quite like a niche scenario, but that could be what it is. It does look quite rocky. Also, it looks quite hot. So, you know, in heat, you might over exaggerate things. But out of believability, I'd probably give it a 6, maybe a 5. And out of scariness, I mean, if I was in the car, I would be pooing myself. So I'll give it a 8. Now to Connecticut, Hannah Crana, what a name. Known as the Wicked Witch of Monroe, Hannah Crana gained a reputation as a witch in the 19th century when her husband died by mysteriously falling off a cliff, and locals reportedly believed that she had bewitched him. People also believed that she would cast spells on people she didn't like. Hannah lived to the age of 77, but right before she died, she asked to be carried down the cemetery to her coffin by foot, not wagon. After her death, the people of Monroe tried to wheel her coffin down the hill, were unable. The coffin kept falling off, so they were forced to carry it. When the townspeople returned to her home, It was found to be engulfed in flames, sealing Hannah's reputation of witchcraft. Now you can visit her grave in Trumbull. So, that one was quite short, but it was good. So, believability, Emma, what do we think?
I think it was kind of a bit scary. Because, you know, I think she loved her husband, so why would she kill him? So, in the belief, I'll give it like a, probably a 2.
Okay.
And in scariness, I'll give it like a 3, possibly. Because I didn't get the goosebumps. I normally, with stories like this, I normally don't get them. But I've had more creepy stories than this. Okay. And it really creeps me out.
Yeah, so this one is like creepy, but it's not like really creepy. Okay, so that one was kind of creepy, I guess. Like, it's just a witch, but like, I don't really believe in that kind of thing. So, I mean, yeah, I don't really care for that one. Shall we do one more?
Yeah.
All right, let's do Delaware, the ghost of Mr. Chu. While not particularly a mean-spirited ghost, Samuel Chu's story is still disconcerting. Chu was the Chief Justice of Delaware Supreme Court in 1741. As the story goes, while he was alive, he didn't always get the respect he deserved. People frequently made fun of his name by mimicking sneezes while he walked by. After his death, people reported seeing his ghost sitting under a poplar tree, wandering the courthouse, and generally creeping out the residents of Dover. Mr. Chu would also pull on men's coattails, and give women a cold, icy feeling. That one's quite scary, but I think that's just someone that didn't get a lot of respect. That's just sort of coming back to just annoy people. What do you think?
I didn't think that was that creepy. I think it was just like, maybe it was a bit hot and you were overseeing things. Maybe it was just like a bird that looked a bit like him, or like a vision that you can like see something because your mind is so creative.
Okay, yeah, that's fair enough. So people might be like over-exaggerating it, you think?
The score, I would say, for creepiness, I would give it, I can't really decide. Because it's not that creepy, so I'm going to give it like a 6 to 5-ish.
Okay, yeah, fair enough. I'll give it, in scariness, that's a 2. And in believableness, that's a 1. I don't think that's believable at all. So, next episode we'll have Florida, Georgia, Hawaii, and maybe Idaho. So, thank you guys for listening. I know this was a little bit of a short episode, but if you're listening to this and you didn't listen to last episode, go and listen to last episode, because the urban legends, they were, I think, a bit more scary than this one. Do you think, Em?
Yeah, some of them were possibly not that scary. One was just a little bit about Bigfoot, you could say.
Yeah, so the last one was quite interesting. So go and listen to that one. Make sure you hit the follow and so you don't miss an episode. Also, make sure you leave a review and find us on Instagram, which is in the link below. You'll find it. And so, yeah, thank you guys for listening, and I'll see you in the next episode. Bye.